I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Three terrorist groups are targeting Christians in Nigeria, but the gospel is still changing lives. Then later, Haiti can't seem to catch a break, but there's good news coming out of the north. We'll tell you what's going on in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Nigeria, where last Friday, bandits attacked a village in Benue State, slaughtering at least 30 people. While state officials haven't confirmed a motive for the massacre, it fits a disturbing pattern of persecution washing across Nigeria. According to Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada,
if they're in, say, northern Nigeria, they're living in villages that are mostly Christian, and there's no security. And so these groups, they see them as easy targets. And then even when there's warnings that are going on that there could be an attack coming.
Unfortunately, earthly forces aren't enough to protect Christians.
These attacks are spreading across the country, and it's becoming more and more of a situation where the violence is getting out of control. The government doesn't seem to help protect it.
The good news is that God isn't threatened by persecution. Even now, the gospel's hope is still making an impact through the church.
We're in Nigeria, and we're with pastors from the north, and we're teaching this, and we're listening to their stories. And even in the midst of all the bloodshed and all the pain and the hurt and all these things that are going on, people are responding to the gospel.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Next, dozens of Haitians recently survived a tragic boat explosion off the coast of northern Haiti. For Haiti with Love's Rosalind DeHart says,
they are guessing there were around 80 people on the boat, but they don't really know because only 30 of them survived.
Alcohol and fire used in a voodoo ceremony caused the explosion, leaving survivors with severe burns. Many turned to For Haiti with Love's burn clinic for help when they came ashore, and their treatments continue today.
Burns are slow healing, take a lot of bandages, a lot of, materials. We had sent in supplies down there just before that happened. So God had everything in place.
Clinic workers shared the gospel with every survivor as they began initial treatments.
They were telling us their story, and we started telling them about Jesus and how Jesus is waiting for them to come to him. And they said after surviving from that, they were ready for Jesus.
Today, God is turning what the enemy meant for evil into something good. For Haiti's burn treatments and discipleship sessions continue.
They come in every other day just until they're healed. And they will hear the gospel while they're getting treated the whole time.
Pray burn victims will turn to Christ for salvation as they understand the gospel. And handing off the baton of ministry leadership to a new generation can be stressful. Thankfully, it's an answer to prayer for World Missionary Press. Their distribution contact in Finland had gotten quite old, and they weren't sure who would replace him. Then the Lord provided. WMP's Helen Williams says their new contact is just who they needed.
She is a go-getter. She sends inventories. She sends reports. She's really into this. She's willing to go cover Sweden and Norway all the way across Scandinavia.
This young woman is website and social media savvy, opening a new avenue for scripture booklet distribution.
She's done a lot more promo stuff to make it known that the material is available in Finland in all of these languages, and I think we'll see a greater influence there.
Refugees from war-torn countries have increasingly traveled north in recent years, making new homes in the Scandinavian peninsula from places like Iraq, Somalia, and Ukraine. WMP's new contact will make it much easier to get gospel resources into the hands of these populations.
She also sent me a note and she said, I can send them from Finland into Sweden and Norway for a lot less than what we would mail them. And this has been a prayer of mine for a long time.
Praise God for his provision and perfect timing.
We've got two containers on the way to her. There's just going to be a lot to do, and she's going to need some help on the ground.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.